Good morning, everybody. I'm Mark Bowick. I'm a deputy director here at the KITP. We always like to ask how many people are here at the KITP for the first time. Okay, great. That's fantastic. I'd like to start out this this conference on open quantum systems by thanking the coordinators of this conference. So that's Lincoln Carr, who's here, Sabrina Maniscalco. Sabrina here? Okay, yeah. Susanna Huelga and Ladan Vuletic. So it's been, they've done a great deal of work to get this conference going. And I think a special also shout out to Lincoln who took the lead on this. Thanks. So here at the KITP, we run like 8 to 12 actually 10 to 12 programs per year that run from 8 to 12 weeks. So right now, programs have been fixed through starting the fall of 21. So we're on to the 2021-22 academic year for programs. So we work almost 2 years ahead of time. So solicitations for proposals go out like in September, although you can submit them any time, and they're discussed at an advisory board meeting in like the beginning of February. So that will be beginning of February next year for the 21-22 year. So think about submitting proposals. You can talk to me, you can talk to Lars Bildsten, the director. He's actually away this week. You can talk to permanent members here at the KITP, past and present members of the advisory board about the whole process. Everything here is recorded, so it's important that we use microphones for questions. Otherwise, the people watching talks only hear the answers, not the questions. There are currently 18,600 talks, recorded talks online available for your viewing pleasure. There are 544 hours of recorded talks watched every day. Yeah. So it's a pretty impressive resource for the community, and someone can watch your talk pretty much immediately for this conference. All the talks are put online unless the speaker explicitly requests not to have them recorded. One of the hallmarks of the conferences here is ample time for questions. So the talks here are 30 minutes plus 15 minutes for questions. Okay. So we really try to respect that. And the first session chair, Vladan, here will set the example for the rest of the conference. So if things go wrong, it's all his fault. A lot of pressure. And the instructions are in your KITP packets for the speakers to have their talks made available for downloading and put up, being put online. All the staff here to help will be wearing name tags, and I'd like to take this opportunity to recognize our key staff people. So Claudia Gutierrez, who's there, she has run the conference organization from the administrative point of view. So thank you, Claudia. Fantastic job, as always. And Craig Kunimoto is over there. He's our IT guru, and he's responsible for how things always run very professionally. There's wireless access available with this high security code here. Airport 123456. Sometime in the next millennium, it might get updated. Please wear your name tags for the refreshments and for the lunches and so on, because we have other things going on. We have two other programs going on right now at the KITP, as well as this conference, and those refreshments are just for conference participants. Parking is available in lot 10, which is right there on the top floor. You get to go to the parking kiosk and choose VIP parking. Let us know if you have any problems with that. if you get locked out after 5 p.m. because the doors close here, and you can get in for the through the courtyard after 5 p.m., particularly on the nights where there are the dinners Tuesday and Thursday. So that far side of the courtyard is open there. If you plan to bring a family member or a guest to either of the two conference dinners, please let Claudia know now, basically, about that, so she has that recorded. The shuttle, it's on your program, but the shuttle back to the Best Western leaves pretty promptly, right at the end of the day, listed there, so just take note of that. There's also a sign-up sheet at the registration desk for your final departures, if you need to go to the airport or Santa Barbara Airbus or Amtrak and so on. Sign up there. Finally, there's a code of conduct available outside. So just take a look at that. It's in your packages as well. And turn off your cell phones. And I'll pass it over to Lincoln for a brief word before you get going. Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, the KITP staff does a great deal, so I think actually we should thank them one more time because they're amazing. So, okay, so this is going to be a conference that will be very heavy on brainstorming, and therefore every pair of talks will be followed by a breakout session in four different rooms. There will be four leaders for these breakout sessions. Each of these breakout sessions will be about 20 minutes long. I've just sent you a link to the open question slides, so you can use those as a starting point for your breakout sessions. So you can open those, you know, now or whenever you get into the room, or at least look over someone's shoulder if you didn't bring a device. Those will be uploaded and updated throughout the conference. The breakout sessions, the idea is that in those 20 minutes, each of these four groups comes up with some thoughts on the talks, and then we reconvene for another 20 minutes and we all discuss together. So each of you will choose a person to present for about 5 minutes during the reconvening, during the breakout session. And you can do that differently different times. Make sure you go to a different room each time so you don't always go to the same place. So keep switching around. And the four rooms, we'll have the four leaders sort of convene at the end of the talks and lead folks out. I think this morning, that's after the break, as I recall. And so you have a chance to have coffee. And the four rooms are the founders room, the library, the courtyard, which is right over there, and then this room, which is, of course, quite easy. So hopefully that will all work. You don't absolutely have to attend these, but I do recommend it. It can be a lot of fun. Okay, are there any questions before we begin? I think we're right on time. If not, then I'm going to turn this over to my co-organizer, Vladin.